Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast, where we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday morning sermon at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll address other topics. We hope these podcasts help you press the Word of God into your everyday life.
Good afternoon. Today is March the 22nd. I'm with Scott Patty for Words of Grace podcast.
Hey, Justin. It's spring. It's spring, Justin.
It is spring. So I've been saying the last few weeks it's spring, and I've been corrected by Pastor Patty that I am not thinking correctly, and this is now officially spring.
Officially. Beautiful, yeah. Warm day, yeah. Here in Nashville,
yeah.
Tennessee.
Yeah, it's beautiful days this past weekend, and looking forward to the summer ahead.
Yeah.
Get some warm weather.
Yeah, yeah. Get outside.
Well, Sunday. You talked about politics.
No, I didn't. I talked about the government.
No.
I talked about God. I think you missed my first point. Did you not hear the first point of the sermon?
I just flunked. Right. I flunked your instructions, which is, there was a main point. This is all about
God. The main point is about God. God set it all up this way. Yeah. God's the one that calls us to live this way. So, yes, we talked about Christians and government and being submissive to governing authorities and tried to explain a little bit of that and put it in a context of today that's, you know, a little different, obviously, from first century Roman Empire. So I hope it was helpful to people.
Yeah. Yeah. I know in our community group, we had good discussion just about how it was very helpful. And I think we talked earlier before the podcast. I really, when we're always talking about how we interact with authorities and government and as Christians, I'm always thankful when I'm reminded where my citizenship is primarily landing, which is in the kingdom of heaven and with God and Christ alone. And this is very, very helpful to remember that. It doesn't mean that we don't engage and think and pray about, but it means that's where our ultimate hope is placed. And so very helpful. Encourage people if they missed, maybe they're out of town, to go back and listen to the sermon. It was really, really helpful.
Thanks. And that kind of leads into this today, because we've taken a break a bit from the sermon text to talking about dealing with differences in congregations. And that sort of thing. So it kind of leads into what we're talking
about. We've been really kind of highlighting some foundational concepts when it comes to congregational life. And last week I asked the question, well, Scott, why local congregations? Mm-hmm. And you gave us three. You said to exalt Christ, to edify each other in the body, you know, build disciples, and then to evangelize, share the gospel. Yeah. Now, I think most people that were probably listening going, oh yeah, that's straightforward. Get it. Yeah. I'm on board. Was there anything that maybe you felt like you, not on purpose, left out, but you just, for time, you left out?
Well, there's a fourth thing that that we could talk about that begins with an E, since we're both preachers.
But I always don't do a good job of this. You do a great job of this. I never do.
Well, so exalt Christ, edify believers, evangelize in the world, and then here's one that we didn't mention last week, but because we're going to talk about it this week, we can talk about it now and sort of why it might be a standalone, and that is engage culture. So there you have it.
Yeah. So why is this one so can be challenging?
Yeah.
And it seems like that because the reason why I think it's important that we talk about this because of what you talked about yesterday in the sermon from Romans 13 had people probably thinking how they engage the culture.
Yeah.
So this one probably tends to be the hardest one.
Well, it's more controversial,
than the
others. I mean, who's going to argue, like you said, you know, earlier, who's going to argue with whether or not you should worship Christ as a local congregation or edify and build up, disciple, or evangelize? Nobody's going to argue with that. I mean, if they do, we'll move on. I mean, I don't know how you can argue with that.
Right.
But the question is, why is this one, this fourth one, engaging the culture? Why is that one so controversial?
Yeah.
And the question is the answer is because the question is how.
Right.
How do you do that? It just seems to be throughout history that this particular point, engaging the culture on the part of Christians in general, the church, capital C, local congregations, is trickier because people have disagreed on how to do it.
Right.
And I think that's because we're trying to understand what is the relationship of the Christian to the world, and also, like you mentioned earlier, how do you live in both kingdoms? How do you live in the kingdom of God, but still on earth and still under a particular governmental form of, in a particular culture. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're in a sense in that kingdom too. I mean, you, mm-hmm. you like we said yesterday in the sermon, you want to be citizens. Mm-hmm. So the question is how.
Right.
And that how question, based on the relationship of the two, has just been a point of mm-hmm. discussion since you know, since forever, since 2,000 years of the Christian Church.
Yeah,
great thinkers, mm-hmm. great Christians, faithful followers of Jesus Christ, and mm-hmm. and thinking people mm-hmm. have seen this slightly differently over the years, over the mm-hmm. centuries. Understandably so, because times change. Mm-hmm. Cultures change, the specifics of cultures change. Even yesterday when we were talking about, you know, reading Romans 13 and we're asking, you know, looking at this yeah. group of Christians in the city of Rome, the Roman Empire, it was a different context,
yeah.
situation. Mm-hmm. It's government, but the government form is different. Mm-hmm. So we have opportunities today that they didn't have.
Right.
And then even today, coming to the 21st century, you can look around the world and there are Christians who live in different contexts. Mm-hmm. So that's a part of it. This, how do you relate to the government, is a part of this engaging the culture. Mm-hmm. And because the settings are so different, that also has led to people seeing it differently. So I'll just summarize this by right. saying, why is it so controversial and so challenging? I think it's because the settings in life change, because yeah. there are different theological understandings of the relationship between Christians and the world, mm-hmm. And then also just people mm-hmm. of faith, mm-hmm. faithful Christians have come to different conclusions, and that's led to people, you know, saying, well, which one's right?
Right. So in light of that yeah. this is the controversial issue because of the challenges of the day and the time and changing culture. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I mean, The Christians have argued over this for a long time.
Yeah.
How does this relate to what we're talking about in these podcasts? When it comes to, okay, so here we are talking about how we relate to one another, even in the midst of differences.
Yeah.
How does this relate to what we're talking about?
Okay. Well, that is a really good question, Justin. I think I would, for now, just maybe press in 2 points. There's okay. more that we could say, but for now I would press in 2 points. One, I would encourage Christians in our congregation and other congregations to realize that when they differ with someone over an issue that would fall in this arena, mm-hmm. You know, whether it's politics or just the you know, what you speak to, when you speak to it, how you speak to mm-hmm. it, what you do, what you don't do in terms of the broader culture engaging, I would encourage people to realize that usually the presenting issue is not the bigger issue. Hmm. That the bigger issue goes back to a basic understanding of generally speaking, what is the relationship of the church in the world, hmm. or the church in the culture, or yeah. the church in politics. What's the underlying philosophical, theological foundation of that understanding? Mm-hmm. Because you can just pick any issue
yeah.
and say, oh, well, we shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't talk about that, or we should talk about this, or we shouldn't do that, or we shouldn't do this, and yeah. we can kind of lose sight of the fact that we're talking about something more fundamentally right. foundational.
Right.
And that is, what is our role in the world?
Yeah.
And what is our posture toward the world? Mm-hmm. Do we engage in the culture? Are there certain aspects of the culture that we can enjoy? Do we speak against it? Mm-hmm. Is our role to be prophetic only? Mm-hmm. Are we only to evangelize it, or are we to try to bring some kind of Christian biblical value and mm-hmm. and morality onto the culture?
Yeah.
You see, those are huge mm-hmm. questions.
Yeah.
And yeah. most of our specific issues can somehow, I think, be brought back to that fundamental issue. Now, mm-hmm. why would that be important to realize that? So that we won't be fighting so much over the specific issue, mm-hmm. but talking to each other and working it out, realizing that people have been trying to do this for 2,000 years and we've not come to one settled agreement
right.
on the relationship of Christians in the world and the culture. and realizing that we're that times are changing, we might have different approaches in different seasons of life.
Yeah.
If we can realize that, then maybe we're a little more open to a discussion versus fighting over a specific issue that might be presenting itself right here and right now.
Yeah. Good. So what I'm hearing you say, kind of sum this up, is helping us understand that there's something underneath the issues, which are important,
yeah,
but that's driving how we interact with one another.
Yeah.
And that if we'll understand that this is not as simple as the first three we talked about last week, there's a little bit more of a discussion of how the church engages the culture. And so as we interact, what I'm hearing you say is that we have to have that basic understanding, which hopefully will bring some patience.
Yes. And that's the second thing I was going to say. Yeah. Just so that we'll be patient with each other.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if we could understand that the basic question is more than who do you vote for or not vote for, how do you respond to COVID or not? The basic question is, what do we expect our presence in the world to do? And then realize that that is a much more complicated question. And it's also one that might depend on what's happening in the culture at a particular time. And so we have to have room to talk.
Yeah.
And not to attribute ill to other people.
Yeah.
When we might differ over the surface issue.
Yeah.
And realize that we're probably not going to settle that question in our day.
Yeah.
It hadn't been yet. And that might lead us then to a greater patience,
right?
And not projecting some of the, like I said, some of the evil or the immaturity or the whatever onto other people who have differences of opinion.
Good, because I like this. You're saying, okay, if we understand that this is a difficult and complicated issue, how the church and how Christians engage the culture, if we can understand, man, this is complicated, and it's been complicated not just in the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. It's been complicated for 2,000 years.
Yeah.
So if we understand that, then it allows and it sets the stage for maybe some healthy conversations, even if they're differing in opinions, to say, okay, we can have some healthy conversations about that issue, which again, could be important, but is coming from a deeper issue, which is, how do we engage a culture?
And do we? And how?
Yeah.
And to what level? And then what can we expect from our presence in the culture?
Right.
You hear all the time, if the church would do this, would do X, then why would happen? And maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not. If it's the right thing, the church should do it regardless of what happens. But you see, there's an expectation level that also plays into this.
So anyway,
I know we're not getting super specific because of the purpose of this podcast was simply to bring out the fourth one, which is engage the culture, and to say this one is the challenging one. This is the one that most often controversy comes up. Differences show themselves. And to recap what we're saying today, I would encourage our congregation to say, if I differ with someone in my church, at Grace Community Church, let me stop and think, okay, what is the deeper issue under the presenting issue?
Yeah.
And that deeper issue is, we might have either a different understanding or a lack of understanding, both of us, on our role in the broader culture. And what can we expect from our presence in the culture? And if we can remember that, then we won't think maybe so negatively about our brothers and sisters who differ on an issue, and we might practice more patience and have a better conversation with each other.
Yeah, all these are very helpful, Scott. And I think, one of the, what you just mentioned a second ago is that this is an issue that's been argued over centuries. And I think for me, that helps me because sometimes in the moment I can have like a very narrow focus and think, well, we're just the first ones on the scene to really struggle this. And it's like, no. Yeah. It's been struggled for a long time.
Yeah.
And that maybe it helps me to breathe and go, okay, Okay, this has been a much bigger issue than just today.
Yeah.
And so how do I, out of that understanding historically,
yeah.
approach my brother or sister who mm-hmm. I may differ from?
Yeah, and that is so good, Justin, because that leads me to say one more thing. Even if we do understand the issue at the foundation, which is what can we expect of Christians in the culture and how should Christians be engaging the culture, mm-hmm. we might even come to a different understanding at that level.
Right, yeah, totally.
And still to be able to say to our brothers and sisters, about our brothers and sisters, but I at least trust that you want goodness.
Yeah.
I at least trust that what you're going after mm-hmm. is a good thing, mm-hmm. is the witness of Christ, the goodness of God, the common good. I at least believe that you want that.
Mm-hmm.
We just see going about it differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we might not come to an agreement even on that foundational level
mm-hmm.
of Christians in the culture. How to approach it, what to expect, mm-hmm. but at least we can start mm-hmm. to see each other as, but I trust what you want.
Yeah.
And that you're in good company too. I'm in good company with my position. Mm-hmm. You're in good company with your position because people have disagreed forever. And we don't have to let that be mm-hmm. a dividing line.
Among us. You know, I was thinking about this, Scott, like last week. So when I was 21, 22 years old, I'd started going overseas. I was going overseas every summer, spending my entire summer overseas. And I would come back, and most of my teams that I'd go with, 80% girls, 20% boys. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just how it was. And I came back, Scott, sinfully angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was angry at my Christian brothers who weren't going to the mission field.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember some of the conversations I had in even speaking settings,
mm-hmm.
and it was just not good. Hmm. Like, if I look back, I think I could go to my Campus Crusade leader and say, I'm so sorry that I did that. And it was out of a good passion, but I think I was doing it in a way that was just not godly.
Yeah.
And I was angry and frustrated at my guys who weren't going to the mission field.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, what happened? I went overseas one summer, and maybe some maturity came along. And I came back, and I was just much more calm, still speaking truth, and would talk to my friends about missions, but I was doing it in a way like, you know, they're here in the process.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over here in the process.
Mm-hmm.
How can I talk to my brother in a way that lets them kind of move down the line, thinking about the nations?
Yeah.
And I knew they probably wouldn't tomorrow go all the way from where I was.
Yeah.
And not that I had arrived, but, you know, I mean, we're all in a different journey. Mm-hmm. And I just think when we talk about these differences, how do I talk with my brothers and sisters in a way that if I'm passionate about an issue and I think we should engage in this way,
mm-hmm.
maybe they don't see it that way. How can we talk and maybe get understanding from one another?
Yeah.
And because I had guys that were like, well, I'm actually think I want to be a doctor and actually give money to people to get to the mission field.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's actually
because you were the one out there asking for the money.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah. Again, I know that some of the issues of today are different than missions, but I think it applies.
Yeah.
If we can understand this is a challenging thing, but say, how can we engage and have good conversations in the differences
mm-hmm.
and maybe get understanding from one another?
Yeah.
I think it's helpful. Yeah.
Good. Well, we've kind of, mm-hmm. again, we didn't list all the approaches right. to engaging culture. Maybe we can do that in future yeah. podcasts, yeah. or at least, I don't know if we'll do that, but at least we can visit some yeah. of those. But for today,
yeah.
the point being that yeah. that's another part of the local congregation yeah. is how does it interact mm-hmm. with its neighborhood, its
yeah.
city,
yeah.
which means its culture.
Right. Good. Well, hopefully this is helpful to people as we continue to engage the world around us and
yeah.
think about, even more importantly, how we interact with one another
yeah. Yeah,
right. in the church. Well, next week we'll be actually taking off from this podcast because
right.
you're going to be doing some like audio devotionals, very
yeah, Easter.
Short for Easter.
Easter.
Mm-hmm. So just be, I would just encourage people to be looking for that. It's not going to be a written form. It's going to be actually, you're going to be getting an audio form of you kind of sharing a little bit of a devotional
yeah.
for us every day. So
that's right.
Just be looking out for that and we'll take off and then we'll be back in 2 weeks from now
yep.
to talk more about how we relate to one another and differences.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks.